We good? All right, I'm going to call the meeting back to order. And our next agenda item is Biosolids Update and Issues. And I see a lot of the people from the group here. And we're going to hopefully get an update as a commission. And once again, Ron Hausman wanted to be here. We talked about this last week. Was wanting to participate, but because of the family issues, he wasn't here. But hopefully, you know, he'll be able to hear the conversation either live or on playback. But Pat, if you don't mind, I know you, as a commission, as the attorney for the commissioners, you've been going to some of the meetings to work out some of the details regarding the biosolids project that we're working on. If you wouldn't mind just kind of getting us started, and we'll go from there.
The meetings recently have been centered on trying to determine an agreement that would best benefit all of the entities involved. The ownership of the equipment after purchase and management operation, all of the things that go along with the project that you all have been working on for years. It's come to a conclusion here now that we need to make recommendations and suggestions to the commission for moving forward as far as the operation, ownership, and maintenance of the equipment. And a lot of time has been spent by these folks in the last several months trying to figure out the best, most cost-efficient, and protective way to do that. And I think Mike may have some hard numbers and things to tell you all about today and maybe make some recommendations.
Okay. And just so those who are listening to me the first time, and all the regulars will know this, but anybody else listening, part of what this is the biosolids, the matching funds that Taney County's put up with the Clean Water Commission and got an additional $3 million, so a $6 million project that we're trying to work on the details of the organizational structure, operation, and then who actually will own it at the end of the, whenever our requirements are up, which is, 4 years for the money and 5 years for permits. But so anyway, Mike, you want to introduce yourself and then go from there?
I'm Mike Pacino with HDR Engineering. We are working with for the county and working with all the other cities involved in the biosolids project. As Pat said, we're at a decision point about making a decision about long-term ownership of the facilities. The initial requirement, as you stated, is as the funding recipient from the state, the county is required to own the facilities that will be built as part of the Tri-Lakes Biosolids Project for a minimum of 4 years after the funding is closed, and then, as mentioned, 5-year permit cycle, which is a convenient period to deal with. The facilities themselves, just as a brief summary, will consist of dewatering facilities and drying facilities of biosolids. There will be three centrifuges installed at the Branson and Hollister wastewater plants, plus a mobile unit that will serve Rockaway Beach, Forsyth, and Branson West. Then all of those materials will be dried at a central facility to be located at the Branson Cooper Creek wastewater plant. And those are the facilities we're talking about the long-term ownership of. As we've progressed throughout this process, the understanding has been the county did not want to necessarily be the one, well, ever necessarily operating and maintaining and operating the facilities, and probably didn't want to be the long-term owner of them. Now, that's still a question to be answered. And what we need to do is figure out how this is going to look going forward, because we need to get DNR approval of this in order to move forward with final design and construction. We're still awaiting approval of the final planning process, and the ownership structure of this is a key part of that approval process. And so we need to get that moving forward. Initially, the group had proposed forming a 501c3 to be the entity that would succeed the county as the owner of the facility. Through time, it was determined, and further research, it was determined that's not a feasible option based upon issues about cities being members of nonprofit corporations. It was proposed then at that point that all of this could be governed by intergovernmental agreements among the county and all of the cities involved. That could be the framework perpetually. Instead of having another organization. And then most recently, the idea of forming what is known as a Joint Municipal Utility Commission has been explored. This is something that's allowed under Missouri state statutes that cities, districts, sewer districts, water districts, electric utilities can all be a part of a common utility commission that they're all part of. The statute was set up to allow for water, primarily it looks like they were intending water and electric to be the primary users of a utility commission, but it was set up to allow wastewater to be part of this also. One example of a utility commission is the Clarence Cannon Wholesale Water Commission in Northeast Missouri, where they're a wholesale water supplier to multiple cities throughout that region. Similar idea here, this would be a regional biosolid service provider to individual wastewater treatment entities throughout the region. So that's another option that would be that's currently being explored and seems to be being received favorably by all of the cities so far. We haven't seen anything that makes it look like it would be a bad idea to do this. So moving forward, what we're looking at is how does the county commission want to do this? Do you want to maintain perpetual ownership of the facility and contract out its operations? That would be the first option and would be, if nothing else, the default option because in lack of any other action, it's yours. And you'd be responsible for everything related to it unless you do something by agreement otherwise. The next option would be to transfer that ownership at the five-year period to a joint municipal utility commission. And at that point, the utility would take over permitting, insurance, operation, everything else, and essentially the county will wipe their hands clean of the facility, and the cities that are actually using the facility will be the ones responsible for it. A third option would be to transfer facilities directly to the cities involved, most logically to the cities that house equipment at their treatment plants. So at this point, it would be the city of Branson and the city of Hollister would be the owners at that point. Again, there would still be some agreement among all of the cities for participation and cost sharing and everything else. But what we're really talking about is ownership of the facility and ultimately the permit responsibility for it. I don't believe that there's any intent in any of this that one city or two cities would run the whole thing and take it over from everyone else. The idea is that it would be available to all the communities within Taney County and other cities that are outside right now, Branson West being the only one outside of Taney County, that they would all participate and be treated fairly. But, again, the ownership issue is where we're at. So with that summary, I will, ask if you've got questions or, discussion.
Could I make a couple of comments just sure. real quickly mm-hmm. regarding the possibilities that Mike set out? The utility, only cities, municipalities can be a member of the utility, so the county cannot.
Okay.
So that cannot occur. The ownership cannot be transferred to the utility, or even you all cannot be a part of the utility until the ownership can transfer. The county, however, can have an intergovernmental agreement with a utility after the utility is formed
okay.
for the 4 or 5 years with the agreement that equipment will then transfer to the utility after the required period. And that is probably a little more feasible way to do it unless there's just strictly going to be an intergovernmental agreement between everyone, which we could do quickly and then agree in the intergovernmental agreement between all of the parties to transfer it into the utility as soon as we can get the utility formed. So that it doesn't slow anything down on your permitting, because the county's got to hold it right now anyway
for the minimum 4 years.
Right, correct. So that's the only thing I'd throw out there about the utility. Utility probably is an insulation in a way for these communities liability wise, because this is going to be. Of course, they've got to worry about where the facilities are sitting, where the actual equipment's sitting and that kind of thing. So,
Danny, you want to start with the comments first?
Well, this has been such a long process, the first meetings that we had, and then as the grant became available and Mr. Houseman was in place at that time to start the agreement and actually work with the cities and come forth with this. We have had several cities to regions to drop out of this agreement for different reasons. And my question is are any of those available to be a partner after the utility is formed?
I think the comment that the, and I serve as the chair of the partnership currently, the comment around the table there was that all Taney County cities that wanted to be involved with this would be accepted at the charter member level, so there would not be any penalty for any city that is not currently involved that would like to be involved in the future. Now, okay. There may be some cities outside of Taney County that would look at this and want to do that, and depending on the framework of the agreement, that if they were not a charter member initially so that we could plan those costs in, then they may pay a surcharge for processing or one-time processing. It may not just be that they become a member, but they may just ask, they have their plants down and they have to do something in a hurry, that we would be willing to process the material at a fee, but it would probably be an increased fee over what the members that are footing the daily bills would be. But if any city in Taney County would be permitted perpetually at the initial rate that all the other cities are getting.
Because we are in the middle of constant sewer projects to benefit the county, and those new facilities possibly, or increased size of those facilities, would be covered also. And will that cost factor be set when the utility is formed, or will it be set as participants come on board?
I think the general common utility practices is at an annual audit, operating costs are reviewed, and if in fact there's a utility rate increase that's required there, there's public notice issued and due process. And so, but initially, the first day of operation or prior to the first day of operation, there is already a detailed spreadsheet about the anticipated costs and the long-term operations and maintenance and things of that nature. And so there will be a calculated rate from that day. And until there's a actual operating cost data to base up or down, that will be the first, at least the first year's annual rate that we'll go with. And then in the out years, that'll be reviewed on an annual basis by probably originally the participants in it plus the county. And then I would anticipate at some point, if this does transfer to a utility commission, they will just manage it as a utility and set their rates accordingly.
And as you can tell by my conversation, that I lean more towards the utility of the three options, which was option two, I guess, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
And that lets all the participating voters that have been a part of this from the very beginning be a part throughout, and the initial group, plus the additions of new facilities, would be available, and those people would become acting voting members of the utility.
The other member that can't, organization that can be a member, will be the sewer district. Now, I know currently they don't have any plans, but under this statute, they're talking about they can be involved.
I mean, if not originally, right. down the road.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm a little unclear when we say facilities. Generally, we're thinking of publicly owned facilities, rather as opposed to a private package plant becoming a member at a low rate.
Right. I meant to say that. I mean,
okay.
I didn't.
So as long as that, I think. And since the outset of this, the goal of at least, in partnership members are here. If I'm not speaking correctly, please help me, but has been to include, to be inclusive. The goal is to get this material out of the watershed.
Right.
And treat it in a more responsible manner. And that's a wide scope in both Stone and Taney County. But fundamentally, as it's evolved, Taney County not only has taken leadership in it, but a lot of the participants have come from Taney County, the interested parties. So that's really the goal. And again, making this cost-effective for all levels of cities. That's important. And so although the larger plants have the lion's share of the materials that are being processed, we are all in agreement that that needs to be affordable for everybody in the county. And so that's why the balancing of the cost and the decisions that we've made have been with an eye towards that, so that smaller plants or smaller municipalities are not priced out of this, that it does offer them a good alternative, because we don't see the value that if we price somebody out of the market that they continue to land apply. After we can get all of this material out of the watershed, we think it's important to do that totally rather than pieces and parts.
I guess the way that I assumed is this is incorporated areas, and that's the way the grant was set up to start off with, I think, as far as the county. And I think that probably should have been mentioned other than saying treatment plants or participants, because I don't think you can be a partner in this in any way without it being an incorporated area.
Yeah, to clarify, the utility commission only allows government entities to be members.
Right.
So I mean, to Rick's statement that...
To be members, but they could participate as they could be a user.
When you say incorporated areas, are you saying the tax money is specifically limited to incorporated areas?
I believe as we went through this, I believe it is.
Okay, well...
That I can't...
For right now, the sewer district doesn't matter, because I think their waste is going to Branson and Hollister anyway, right?
Yeah. Right.
So...
Forsyth, right?
Okay.
But certainly, as a principle, exactly what you're saying is exactly the same principle: the partnership, the coalition, the commission, whatever the final format of this has held for the last several years. That's the same goal, the same direction, and I've heard nothing from anybody that would be counter to that. So, and we will. Determine the right words that embody that
right.
as we go. But really what we're needing today is a general concept that if in fact it's turning it over to a utility long term, or if it's remaining in commission control or ownership long term, that's really the direction that we would hope right. out of this meeting we could get.
Well, the meetings I've been to, I think I've been vocal, but I'll say it again. I think that a utility would be the way I'd like to see the ownership. I think it helps represent everyone who's participating. I think it becomes less political. It becomes more serving to the environment and to the region. I'm glad to see Branson West participating. I wish Kimberland City would join us again, and they might. But obviously, I would like to see the operation run by the utility. And I think liability-wise, it helps everyone a little bit. There's another layer or level of liability coverage. Versus in the city owning it. So that's the direction I would like to see, is moving forward toward that. I don't see any need why the county would need to stay involved in a role of ownership.
As a mechanical device, an intergovernmental agreement short term until a utility can be formed, is that a palatable mm-hmm. or acceptable? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay.
Is this going to change... I guess this question would have been better off asked in a different format, but is this going to change the way we perceive the sewer systems in Taney County as far as new construction, the availability to handle the sludge and things like that in a different format?
I believe, now this is me and again those of you that are in the business, but I believe that it will facilitate continued growth. If we continue to do what we're doing, we're going to come up against a time when we have no more land application. And right now, one of the large expenses that all of the plants face is storage. And so if we can find a all-weather, year-round solution to that, like right now, if the ground's frozen, if it's too wet today, it'd be a difficult day to spread sludge, but you could haul it over roads to a drying facility, and it can be dry.
Right.
So we can continue to do that, and we're only limited by the capacity of the facility. Initially, the facility is anticipated to be able to handle one shift would handle, and so the existing flow. So as we grow, you could add hours of operation to the dryer and extend the capacity. And if in fact this process and the organization works successfully, future facility expansion, future dryers, things of that nature would be possible. But I think that it puts Taney County's wastewater growth in a much, much better place than it is today, not only for the growth potential, but also the product, the end product that's produced, the environmental impact of that. This is a much more responsible 21st century kind of a thing. I've said this a series of times, but this is a game changer. This is a legacy. This is a huge change, positive change in the way we're doing business.
I guess what my question was this changes the whole outlook on how you would build plants and everything else for future storage and everything. And as I remember, our first meetings, it started off as a $12 million project, and this starts the process with possibility of future expansion.
Absolutely.
I agree. Does anybody, other members, I see you say Branson, Forsyth, does anybody else want to say anything, or are you guys in agreement? I see nods. You all right with this?
Yeah. I mean, from a small city standpoint, we're not under the gun like the big cities are, but myself and my superiors are very much in support of this project, have been since the inception. I think it helps, like Danny said, you know, we're taking on more flow from outlying areas, and as we expand our plants, you know, the cost to the taxpayers will be cheaper and cheaper with this storage and flood. And also, as an operator of the plant, it helps us in the ever-changing DNR procedures. A lot of paperwork and a lot of operator time is going to be saved with the sludge reports, paperwork. So we see cost savings there, and just, you know, the whole green thing. Getting
right.
The trucks off the road, getting the phosphorus out of the streams. So and as far as the larger cities, since the inception, they've been very in tune to the small communities.
Good.
When they start making decisions, we're involved. We're very much in support.
Great. Mike, you want to say anything?
We've discussed this concept of ownership at the staff level, and we're comfortable with any of those options.
Okay.
Taking it to a commission kind of goes back to where we originally started with a partnership. So I think we're going to work with that.
Okay. Pat, what else do we need to cover regarding this, Mike or Pat or
Pat Rose?
Yeah.
Mike Zimmerman of HDR. I think our recommendation would be that the commission consider number one is maintaining ownership of the facility until required 4 or 5 years, and then the recommendation would be then agree to have the ownership transferred to the Joint Municipal Utility Commission.
Okay.
I would hope you guys would.
Sure.
Would approve that.
Right. And we can do intergovernmentals until the utility is formed, is that right?
Yes, unless we can get the utility formed to enter into the initial intergovernmental agreement, and then it just automatically passes. So at the end of 5 years, nothing really happens. Everything's already in place. Okay. Otherwise, we'll do the intergovernmental agreement, which we basically have drafted. We're working on it a little bit. And then as soon as we can get the utility formed, we'll transfer, we'll enter into an agreement with the county and the utility at that point. So nothing slows down for these folks that are boots on the ground.
Great, but we need a decision out of y'all because we need to complete this and get this submitted to DNR to get a facility plan approval.
Sure.
We'll post that for next Monday or so because Ron's not here. I don't want to take a vote on this issue.
That's fine.
Right, and then
we're
not sure if Ron will be here Thursday. Otherwise, we'd post it for Thursday. So it looks like he'll be back Monday. Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario. So,
but it sounds like you two are in agreement with that.
Yeah,
unofficially on the record.
Well, I mean, officially, I'm for the utility. I don't see any downsides to the whole thing.
So. My main question is if there's others that come on board before, and I know Rick tried to answer my question, but if there's others that want to come on board before the utility. You've been operating as a voting group with participants. And like I said, I was at one of the first meetings that you had where there was a room full of people that were all participants, mm-hmm. and everybody had a vote. But if there's someone comes on board other than the listed names, how do they approach at this point? How are they accepted?
Okay. I think initially due to time constraints and the way the initial agreements are going to be prepared is just the agreements are going to be written around the original participants with provisions built into that on how other participants can come on board.
Before the transfer of ownership.
Correct.
Okay.
That's and it's going to be the partnership will commission, whatever it ends up being, will vote on each other entity. And then, as Rick said, if it's a municipality within the county, they would be allowed to come on board at no surcharge. It's the same base rate as everybody else. But there will be consideration if somebody comes in from either outside the county or the state, they want to come in, the group will look at that and they talk about potentially a surcharge for them.
Okay.
And would they have a vote? I guess that means asking, would they be a voting member being allowed?
The arrangements for that are going to be an original agreement.
We've already, I looked this morning, we have eight versions. And every one of them has, yes, they'll be a voting member. Once they come on board and they're in, they're a voting member just like everybody else. So out of all eight, they can't miss on that particular issue.
Correct.
That's the reason I said I should have probably asked you before I got
here. It's okay. And if you would like a little light reading, you can have all eight.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
What other things, Pat? I mean, I hate to see.
Other than the details we're going through, hopefully we're close to the intergovernmental agreement being finalized because they need that to go to DNR. And I assume we'll start the process for the utility now so that because it is an issue. The only question I don't have an answer to that everybody needs to know is whether an out-of-state participant can be part of a utility. I don't know the answer to that question. They can be a part of an intergovernmental agreement. I don't know if they can be a part of a utility.
Okay. Well, right now we're dealing with everyone in state, so we can move forward. We have public hearings coming up, is that right?
October 4th,
okay.
Branson City Hall, 10 a.m.
Okay.
Those are a requirement of the funding.
That's what I thought, okay. So if things work out, we may have something posted Monday. You guys don't need to come back for us to vote on the intergovernmental or whatever, however we work it out. It's up to Pat how fast she can get this done. So
Do you have deadlines on your DNR reports?
Yes, it's just move it as forward as quickly as we can.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the longer we take, the longer before we can take the next step.
The other thing that's concerning, and of course, this is not meant to, it's just the environment we're operating in. As DNR massages this more and more, it becomes a bigger administrative issue. So the sooner we can get through this with the known requirements now, I think the more cost effective and the more efficient we're going to be.
Okay. Sounds great. All right, any other final comments? All right, well then, thank you. I think it was productive. We got this knocked out, and We're going to stand in recess until 10:30 when we'll come back into executive, so there'll be no more broadcasting today. So, thank you. We'll recess.